Welcome to the Muse Dreams Podcast, a place to discover how to bring your art out of hiding or to the next level. I'm your host, Mia Walters. I'm an artist, the creator of the Muse Activation Method, and a certified active dreaming and intentional creativity teacher. I will be your guide on this adventure to awaken your creative inspiration at the source. Welcome back to the Muse Dreams Podcast. I'm Mia Walters. Thanks for being here. Today, we will explore the dreams in Muse Dreams and the fourth pillar of the Muse Activation Method, intuitive dreaming. What is intuitive dreaming? The inspiration for intuitive dreaming is from active dreaming, and it is a term coined by my dream teacher and mentor, Robert Moss. Robert is the author of many books, including Growing Big Dreams, Dreaming the Soul Back Home. Active dreaming is inspired by Carl Jung's concept and term active imagination. Intuitive dreaming is a practice that allows us to journey into alternate or non-ordinary realities through our dreams and using our intuition to guide us. This can be done a few ways: through sleep dreams, lucid dreams, what I like to call waking lucid dreams, shamanic journeying, guided meditation, astral projection, and the act of being observant of synchronicity. The key to this practice is intention and intuition. It's a way of consciously engaging with the dream world while awake or in a dream state, activating the creative power of our subconscious mind. Think of it as navigating life as a waking dream, using the wisdom and imagery that comes through dreaming to inform our creative expression and our daily choices, and allowing our intuition to flow and lead the way. It's one of the most powerful tools to shape our lives. Through intuitive dreaming, we learn to tap into deeper sources of healing, vision, wisdom, and the process allows us to move beyond the barriers that limit us and connect with the essence of our true desires. Whether you're new to dream work or have been practicing it for a while, this pillar of the Muse Activation Method will open doors in new ways of accessing your creativity and your potential. And why is intuitive dreaming such a pivotal pillar in the Muse Activation Method? Well, dreams are a bridge to the subconscious. They're where our untapped potential lies, where our deepest fears, desires, and truths reside. By journeying into this realm, we allow ourselves to dissolve the barriers of logic and reason that often hold us back in waking life. In fact, by treating life as a waking dream, we shift our perception and begin to recognize the symbolic meaning of everyday events. Everything from a conversation with a stranger to a random thought that pops into your mind can be seen as part of this larger dream, guiding us toward the fulfillment of our true desires through the connecting principle of synchronicity. Dreams are not just a dream or only a dream. They are a rich reality that we experience with our minds and our senses. And now you might be wondering, how can I start practicing intuitive dreaming in my own life? There are a few simple techniques that you can begin today and that I'm going to share with you. Setting an intention for sleep. This method is also known as dream incubation. Before you go to sleep, set an intention. Ask your subconscious for guidance on something specific, whether it's related to your creative work, a personal issue, or even something abstract, like finding more joy in your life. It helps to write down your dream incubation in your dream journal. Give it a try and be open to what the answer is. Write your dream down upon waking, and then look back at your intention and see what comes up for you. Another method is engaging with your dreams upon waking. So keeping that dream journal by your bedside, and upon waking, immediately write down any images, thoughts, or feelings you remember from your dreams. These symbols are messages, and they'll often provide profound insights. A dream journal can be a digital, can be handwritten. You can also record your voice, but I would recommend that you write it down at some point in a journal for easy reference later. I feel like a dream journal is one of the most important books you'll ever read as well. And another method is daydreaming with purpose. So this can also be called visualization. You don't have to wait for sleep to engage in intuitive dreaming. You can find moments in your day to allow your mind to wander with a purpose. So not necessarily just letting your mind wander wherever it wants to go, but visualize an alternate reality, possibilities or solutions to things in your life. Let your subconscious speak to you in these moments and guide your actions. Another step is guided meditation or journeying. And another powerful way to practice intuitive dreaming is through guided meditation. This technique helps you consciously enter a relaxed state where you can visualize or connect with your inner world. You can follow a recorded guided meditation or create your own. You can begin by closing your eyes, focusing your breath, and imagining yourself walking through a forest, descending a staircase, entering a magical portal. Let your subconscious take over and allow the images, symbols, or messages to flow naturally. When the meditation ends, record what you experienced. These insights often hold great personal meaning. I love looking back on these journeys that I've recorded in my journal. I even have a very specific journal to record them in where all the pages are black and the ink is white. And in one recent one that I did was for a painting workshop for awakening your inner power. The guided meditation took us on a journey to meet the source of our inner power. And I found myself at the shore of the sea next to a cave. Stairs led up to the cave, which led to a library. And I met an old crone who held a staff, and she led me into the library of unwritten books. She said, "To tap into my power, all I needed to do was to remember." And then she gave me the gift of an unwritten book. Well, a few months later, I got very inspired and began writing a book called The Alchemical Muse, which I'm looking at publishing, hopefully, later this year. And before this journey, I was not working on this book at all. I forgot about the journey until I was reviewing one of my journals. And at the beginning of the year, I came across this journey that I had taken. And it will for sure, it took on new meaning at that time after starting this book. And the active and intuitive dreaming was the powerful way that I awakened my creativity in ways that may not have been expecting, and was so much fun. And a really good source for free guided meditations, if you want to, you know, take some that are, you know, being offered by others, that I recommend is Insight Timer. It's an app that has meditations of all sorts, and you can find pretty much an unlimited supply there. And the guided meditation is similar to shamanic journey in a way that you set up your experience and intentions beforehand. And for those seeking a deeper experience, shamanic journeying is a powerful practice. This involves entering a dreamlike trance state using rhythmic drumming or music to access the non-ordinary realities. And as you journey, you may encounter spirit guides, animal totems, or symbolic landscapes. And this practice can reveal wisdom, guidance, or creative inspiration from realms beyond the ordinary. This is a little bit different than guided meditation in that you don't have a voice guiding you necessarily, unless you know you want to have something recorded before you start your drumming track and have, you know, a drumming track going. Shamanic journeying is something I would recommend learning more about if you're interested in exploring it. And a really wonderful teacher on that subject and practice is Sandra Ingerman. She's been teaching it for many decades. And these techniques give you a direct line into the creative and intuitive powers of your dreams. Whether you're exploring the dream world through meditation, journaling, or shamanic practices, intuitive dreaming invite you to expand your reality and tap into a wellspring of healing, wisdom, and symbols and vision for your creative practice. And once you begin to incorporate intuitive dreaming into your life, you'll start to notice profound shifts, not just in creativity, but in your relationships, your work, your sense of self. You'll find that you're more connected to your intuition and to the essence of your desires, and that you can dissolve the barriers that once seemed insurmountable. And I really feel like it's the kind of one of the ways to access that inner source of creativity, your muse. And imagine being able to access wisdom from a dream and translate it into your waking life and use that insight to create a painting, start a new project like a book, or even shift the way you see the world. That's the power of intuitive dreaming. It's about enriching your practice with the infinite possibilities that live in the dream world. And as my gift to you, I've recorded a guided journey to meet the source of your creativity, your inner muse. And you can find this offering on musedreams.com, and the link is in the show notes as well. And it's free to you as my way of saying thank you for listening and to encourage you to explore active dreaming for yourself. And I hope today's episode has inspired you to explore intuitive dreaming and active dreaming as a tool for transformation and creativity. Whether you've been practicing it for years or just starting out, remember that your dreams are a doorway to your deepest wisdom, and through them you can discover parts of yourself you didn't even know existed. And that, my friend, is the essence of creative living. And thank you so much for joining me today on this journey through the fourth pillar of the Muse Activation Method, intuitive dreaming. Until next time, keep dreaming and keep creating. Thank you so much for listening to the Muse Dreams podcast. Follow us on your favorite social media at Muse Dreams Art and on our website at musedreams.com for updates, behind-the-scenes content, and to sign up for the Muse Letter and more. If you have questions or show topics, I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas, so feel free to reach out and connect. Muse Dreams, a podcast for artists, dreamers, and spiritual seekers on the path of creative discovery.